Eight people were killed when 18-year-old Jesse Van Rensselaer opened fire at a school in Tumbler Ridge February 10th. Now a cross-border legal team is pursuing action against OpenAI and founder Sam Altman. Seven lawsuits have been filed on behalf of five murder victims and two who were injured.
These families from the Canadian North have come together and they've decided to pursue litigation in the United States on a scale that can hold these companies to account.
The suits make several claims of negligence, product liability, and violation of California's business and professional code. Among the allegations, OpenAI's automated system flagged the shooter's ChatGPT account for gun violence activity and planning. A specialized safety team determined that the shooter posed a credible and specific threat of gun violence against real people. The safety team urged OpenAI to notify the RCMP. Also claimed, company leaders overruled the safety team members, deactivated the shooter's account, and kept what they had seen to themselves. When the story eventually broke, Altman and OpenAI lied, claimed to have banned the shooter's account. But OpenAI only deactivates them, a process that can be reversed within minutes by registering a new account. The shooter did exactly that and continued using ChatGPT to plan the attack.
We'll be asking the jury to send us a strong message to OpenAI that it can't make a decision to put profits over the lives of little kids. And it's hard to imagine that we won't ask for at least $1 billion.
Some legal action was initiated in Canada, then severed to pursue litigation stateside.